Mr. Grissom Salas, 3HL1045, the Zone on Twitter at 3HL1045. Also, Todd Furman on Twitter at Todd Furman, as you might imagine. Throw an H in there in that last name. A couple of questions on Twitter before we get back to this riveting SEC selection deal. Leonard asked Todd about my four-teamer that he's in on already: Vandy, South Carolina, Ohio State, and Stanford.
I like two of those legs. I'm a little leery of backing Ohio State in this spot. I just don't believe this team is going to come in with the same chip on their shoulder you'll see from Florida, despite the bowl ban next year. I think they have bigger things on tap at Ohio State, and all this stuff has to be a distraction.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's waiting for tomorrow. You know what I mean? And I think Florida really wants to send a message in terms of momentum going into the offseason. So I think you're right.
One of the biggest things with the Gators, and I guess we can jump into this game out of sequence, I just think this is the healthiest Florida will have been all season. So you have 5 weeks to prepare. We know Florida's team speed is going to be far and away better than what Ohio State will bring to the table. And I think having a healthy, you know, trio of skilled players for the Gators will really give them an edge. And I think they'll want to try and stick this to Urban Meyer.
What's the line?
It's two, Florida by two. Is that right, Todd?
Yep, Florida's a 2-point favorite. Right,
yeah, I like Florida double digits in this game.
I wouldn't argue that in the least. I think this is a side bill. The public has bet Ohio State based on what they've seen most recently. And I always caution people, you kind of have to throw out the way teams finish the season because a lot can change over 4 or 5 weeks. I think the intangibles definitely favor the Gators in this spot. And I think you're paying a discounted price to bet Florida for a game that was played early in the year. You probably have to lay closer to 7 or 8.
What do you think,
Clark? I'm going Ohio State.
Why? Just to break up?
Go in the Buckeyes.
That's well, just because we can't all agree with every single pick.
That's as good a reason as any. I guess we can jump to the Outback Bowl then. Michigan State, Georgia. Georgia, 3.5-point favorite over Michigan State. We'll let you boys lead with this one.
I'm actually going to take Michigan State here.
Yeah, like
and for
Georgia.
This reason. Because I think that that Georgia is a bit of a fraud. I think that they won a lot of games against what was a drastically inferior competition. They get into the SEC title game and got run off the field just like they did when the season started against Boise State. I think that Michigan State, believe it or not, has been more challenged with their Big Ten schedule than Georgia has been with their SEC schedule this year. And so I'm rolling with what, Georgia's a 3.5-point favorite?
Yes.
Georgia's 3.5-point
I'm taking the Spartans.
Sparty, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going Georgia. Todd, where are you going?
I'm going to side with what I've seen in the betting marketplace. This is where I get a little inside info. I'm going to take Michigan State in this game, catching 3.5. I think this number will actually inch down closer to 3 as we get the kickoff. I mean, Michigan State has a little bit of revenge on their side. These two teams met 2 years ago in a game that was a lot closer than the final score indicated. I think Georgia's got much bigger things on tap for next year. And despite the fact I really believe Mark Richt has them focused a little more than they were a year ago in their bowl game, I think Michigan State is a live underdog in this spot.
Nebraska, South Carolina, Gamecocks by 2.5. I like Nebraska in this matchup.
Gamecocks 2.5. You know what? I actually like the way – I think South Carolina is going to be a little bit more healthy. I know they still don't have Lattimore and everything else. But I kind of like the way that South Carolina finished the season defensively. I'm going to take South Carolina.
All right.
I would lean with you on this game, Clay, and side with the Gamecocks. This number opened at 1 and has inched up slowly closer to 2.5. The one thing that concerns me to back South Carolina is Steve Spurrier's horrendous track record in bowl games as head coach down there in Columbia. He just hasn't had his teams prepared. Nebraska didn't even get off the bus a year ago in losing to Washington in a revenge spot. But I think South Carolina does get the job done. I don't think Nebraska is dynamic enough on offense to really push the Gamecock defense.
One of the better matchups, I think, not by point spread, but I think it'll be a really good game. Kansas State and Arkansas. Arkansas by 8. I'm going to go Kansas State. I think Arkansas wins, but I think more like between 4 and 7.
I think Kansas State's defense has been pretty weak. They played that great 52-45 game against Oklahoma State. I'm going to take Arkansas. I think Arkansas wins this game by double figures.
This is a number that's going to cause bettors a lot of pause when you talk about hanging a 7.5 to 8, a little more than a touchdown. I think Arkansas has the dynamic passing game we saw Oklahoma use to absolutely shred K-State earlier in the year. If Arkansas wants to be there, I believe they can name the score. I just don't think Kansas State offensively can exploit Arkansas's weaknesses, so I will lay the 8 with Arkansas as well.
And the last game we got is the BCS title game, right?
Alabama and LSU.
Should we pick that one now, or should we make listeners come back next week for us to pick the national
title? Well, hopefully they'll come back. Hopefully they'll come back anyway. So let's go ahead and pick it. Alabama and LSU.
What's your line now on this game, Todd?
We actually have Alabama as a one-point favorite. We opened LSU as a one-and-a-half-point favorite, immediately took money from the professionals on the Crimson Tide, and since then it's been a steady trickle of LSU money coming in from the betting public. And right now we sit at Alabama minus one to try and fend off some of the heavy hitters.
We'll talk about this game a ton next week and also the week after. Mm-hmm. I'm going LSU for this simple reason. I think these two teams are relatively equal offensively. I think they're relatively equal defensively. I think LSU in the special teams has a much better punter, and I think they have a much better field goal kicker. I think in a tight game, you go with the special teams if all other things are equal. So I'm rolling with LSU.
There's just some weird Bermuda Triangle thing about their coach and their team. I think Alabama certainly can win this game, and if they played 10 times, I think they would, you know, be pretty even. But I think Clay is right, Todd. I think LSU out-big plays people, and I think they out-big play Alabama. Something happens. Honey Badger gets loose, you know, with a punt return or something, and I like LSU to win.
I would agree with you guys. I know I took Alabama in the first game. Just watching A.J. McCarron's development over the last couple weeks, I don't really believe he's turned the corner. And while I respect, you know, the big playability of Trent Richardson, I do think LSU has had a magical season so far. They've sleptwalked through first halves of games and still found ways to blow out their opponents. The one thing I would say in this game, I do think the over-under at 40 is a little bit low based on the previous meeting that ended 9-6, and I actually see quite a bit more value in the total going over than I would in betting either side in this game.
All right, now tell me, I tried to play bookmaker here and set my over-unders for the season with the SEC's release of the 2012 schedule, and we'll get into that schedule maybe coming out of the next break. You read all my numbers. Let me run through them really rapidly. I want you to tell me where I'm off in your mind. I said LSU 10.5. Georgia.
I would agree with LSU. They will be our favorite right now. I'm looking at them as about a 7-2, so a little over 3.5-1
to win the title,
to win the national championship.
Georgia, based on their schedule, which is incredibly beneficial to them, 10.5.
I think 10.5 is the right number. I will caution that you're going to have to pay a premium to go under 10.5. I'll put quite a bit of juice on Georgia. I think the trickiest game for them on the schedule was going to Columbia. James Franklin is a pretty dynamic quarterback that most folks in the SEC don't know too much about just yet.
Arkansas 10. The two biggest games that they lost this year will both be at home. They got LSU and Alabama. The schedule is very favorable. I think they win 10 games as the over-under.
I think the number is right where it needs to be. Like you said, both of those toughest challenges are at home. When you look at their road schedule, at Auburn, at South Carolina, you know, at Mississippi State, and most likely what will be a road game at Texas A&M, all very winnable contests. And I think this is the dark horse to win the SEC West.
Alabama 9.5.
The Alabama's got a pretty tough schedule. I mean, having to go to Arkansas and LSU, you figure a best-case scenario, they split those. I mean, a pretty manageable home schedule. I would lean closer to 10 and probably use a little bit of juice on the under just to see the way bettors would want to go. I can't see Alabama finishing the year 9-3, so that'll factor into my decision-making as much as anything else.
South Carolina, let me run through several of these quick. You point out, now that we're outside the top four, you point out where you think I'm the most wrong. South Carolina, 8.5. Auburn 8, UT 7, Missouri 7, Mississippi State 6.5, Florida 6.5, Texas A&M 6, Vandy 5.5, Kentucky 4.5, Ole Miss 4.
The two that I disagree with a little bit, I think Kentucky may be a little bit aggressive. In reviewing their schedule here, I'm not sure I see 5 wins. I mean, you pencil in wins over Samford and Kent State, probably Western Kentucky as well, as 3 wins. I just look at the rest of the schedule, and I'm not sure where I find 2 more wins for this team to warrant using a total as high as 4.5. So I would be closer to 3.5.
Oh, so full game different there. Okay, what else?
And then Mississippi State would be the other one. Pretty soft non-conference schedule, which will get them some, you know, easy wins right out of the gate. A very manageable home schedule. I would lean towards 7, even as high as 7.5. With juice on the under for the Bulldogs next year.
Great stuff, Todd.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Enjoy the rest of the bowl games and have a happy and healthy New Year.
Yeah, and again, we want to encourage 3HL listeners going to Vegas for New Year's. Be sure to find Todd over at Caesars Entertainment.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He works in the main sports betting parlor there, and it's not a huge area. So if you go in there, he said he's met. I think double digits of you guys have gone over to talk to him when you've been in Vegas. So he's great. We love having him on. Tell him you enjoy it.